The News at Noon is sponsored by the Richland Locker, a third-generation business with the best variety of fresh meat cuts and sausages, by Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center, the perfect spot for a delicious lunch today, and by Care and Rehab Boscobel, committed to providing an environment in which all people are treated with kindness, dignity, and respect, no matter their physical impairment or mental condition. It's 33 degrees at 12 o'clock.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. New York City police say a gunman who shot and killed UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson this morning outside a hotel in Midtown Manhattan is still at large. Authorities say the suspect was wearing a black sweatshirt with a hood and backpack and fled on a bike. NYPD Commissioner Jessica Tisch says it was not a random act of violence.
This does not appear to be a random act of violence. The victim was in New York City to speak at an investor conference. It appears a suspect was lying in wait for several minutes.
UnitedHealthcare in a statement confirming Thompson's death and say they are shocked and saddened. Thompson was 50. In Pennsylvania, rescue operations continuing just outside Pittsburgh, where a grandmother is believed to have fallen into a sinkhole while looking for her cat yesterday. Crews just outside Pittsburgh trying to locate the woman below ground. More snow on the way in the Great Lakes, and some 20 states are on alert for snow or wind. This is ABC News. The debris may be getting cleaned up, but economically, people in western North Carolina are still trying to recover from Hurricane Helene.
Asheville, North Carolina has been a tourist destination for decades, but some of the area's top attractions were lost or heavily damaged by Hurricane Helene's flooding. As for people who work in that industry,
we're hearing from businesses that some of their workers have already left. That's really key to our region's economy because we need to keep our workforce here.
Nathan Ramsey is Executive Director of Community Development. More than 13,000 of the 150,000 people in Buscombe County, North Carolina, are out of work since the storm. Jim Ryan, ABC News.
On Capitol Hill today, a Senate panel grilling officials from five airlines about so-called junk fees. Members of a Senate subcommittee hearing from United, American, Delta, Frontier, and Spirit about the fees they charge for things like booking seats with extra legroom. Those fees have generated more than $12 billion for the airlines. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Hello, WRCO listeners. This is Kenny, the wannabe baker, coming to you live from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Wednesday. It's pulled pork taco day. Stop in today for a fresh pulled taco. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny. Our current hours are Wednesday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Saturday, 8 to 2 p.m.
Hi, this is Michelle, Director of Nursing at Care and Rehab Boscobel. I understand the importance of quality care and resident satisfaction. And with our unique connection to the local hospital, we can offer specialty services without leaving the building.
This is Jessie, Social Services Director. If you have any questions related to short-term rehab or long-term care, call 375-6342.
This is Lana, the Administrator. If you're interested in a rewarding position, we would love to hear from you. Check us out on our Facebook page, Care and Rehab Boscobel, a family company.
This holiday season, the Richland Locker invites everyone to come home. Inside, you'll find the finest selection of hams, savory snacks, hearty sausages, and a wide array of favorite beverages. In-store specials are waiting to make every celebration unforgettable. Step into their holiday section, where tradition meets taste, and create memories that last a lifetime. Richland Locker, bringing the flavors of the season to to Richland Center and beyond. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Schmidt-Wooden Hills, WCCU Credit Union, Kokenauer Insurance, Reedsburg Area Medical Center, Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Advanced Contracting Solutions, Kendall Lube Express, Center Pharmacy, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, The Creative Outlet, Allied Ready Mix, PMI Windows, TC Auto Works, Southwest Technical College, D&T Pump and Well Service, Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, Kickapoo Creekside, and Court and Main Furniture and Mattress.
Good afternoon. It is a cloudy 33 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. Our forecast calls for a wind advisory until through late evening for Vernon, Crawford, Richland, and Grant counties, and from 2 this afternoon through late evening in Sauk and Iowa counties. Mostly cloudy and windy today with scattered snow showers mixed with rain through early afternoon, a high of 37. West winds becoming northwesterly, 15 to 30 miles per hour, with gusts up to 40 to 45 miles per hour this afternoon. Tonight, windy and much colder, a few flurries early, then partly cloudy with a low of 11. Northwest winds 15 to 25 miles per hour, with gusts up to around 40 miles per hour this evening. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy, and chilly, with a high of 24 and northwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, after a low this morning of 20, we're up to 33 degrees, with north-northeast winds at 8 miles per hour.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
Are you looking for a local concrete contractor you can trust? It's a pleasure to recommend Advanced Contracting Solutions. Bailey and his team can handle any project from concrete foundations to flat work to retaining walls and everything in between, including snow plowing for commercial or residential. You can trust accurate estimates and excellent workmanship, which makes happy repeat customers. Give Bailey a call today at 475-3973 and discuss your projects. Advanced Contracting Solutions is booking projects for 2025. Advanced Contracting Solutions, Richland Center, 475-3973.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Westwood Assisted Living Community at Schmidt Woodland Hills is a family environment that provides tailored assistance with daily activities such as bathing, dressing, medication management, and meal preparation, ensuring that residents receive the support they need. The family environment fosters a community atmosphere, encouraging social interaction through group activities, events, and outings. Respite Care in Westview provides temporary relief for primary caregivers. This can be beneficial for families needing a break or for those recovering from surgery or illness. It allows seniors to experience assisted living services without a long-term commitment. Knowing that loved ones are in a supportive environment with access to care can alleviate stress for family members. Contact Schmidt Woodland Hills for details about the availability of the full continuum of care.
Attention auto mechanics! TC Auto Works in Richland Center is continuing to grow and they need you. They are hiring an automotive technician with 3 years of experience preferred and a strong work history. Enjoy highly competitive pay and a full-service automotive repair facility with a fun, low-stress, family-owned atmosphere. Along with competitive pay, you will be eligible for a large package of benefits including retirement plans, paid vacation, much, much more. Call 383-1700 or pick up an application at TC Autoworks, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
It is a cloudy 33 degrees in Richland Center at 1210. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulotz. A UW-Madison student is the lone survivor of a deadly crash in a Cybertruck. Last week in California, four students were in the Tesla truck when it jumped a curb and got wedged between a wall and a tree, bursting into flames. Three of the college students inside died. The fourth is a UW-Madison business student named Jordan Miller. His dad says a bystander pulled Miller out of the truck. He's now in critical condition. Authorities believe speed was a factor in the crash. This accident made headlines around the country because the Cybertruck has been recalled 6 times since it went on sale last year. Property in the city of Richland Center will be reevaluated. Wisconsin state law mandates that assessors maintain their assessments within a 10% range of the state's equalized value at least once every 4 years. This requirement ensures fairness and equity in property tax distribution across the state. Andy Kurtz of Vierbecker reported to the Richland Center City Council that Richland Center's current assessment ratio is at 67% at last night's meeting. Kurtz added that market values have changed rapidly over the last 5 years. The city has received 2 non-compliance letters from the Department of Revenue, making a citywide reevaluation not only necessary, but a high priority. The city last underwent a reevaluation in 2008. The frequency municipalities choose to conduct reevaluations varies, but a 5-year interval is typical. The city contracted Vierbecker to complete a request for proposal process to solicit reevaluation services. By entering into a 5-year contract for assessments, the city will be in compliance if values continue to increase rapidly, as they will be continually working to become in compliance. The council approved executing a 5-year contract with Accurate Appraisals LLC for a 2025 market update and annual assessment maintenance for the years 2026 through 2029 at a cost of $45,000 annually. Anna Jakubik, Vice President of Development for Cobblestone Hotels, gave a presentation to the Richland Center Council. Headquartered in Neenah, Cobblestone Hotels prides itself on filling the lodging needs of communities throughout the United States. Since January of 2008, the brand has expanded to over 170 in 29 states. The idea she presented was for a 54-room hotel with amenities such as a pool and conference room. This idea is based on a feasibility study done by a third party for the needs of Richland Center. The Richland Center Police Department will need to switch over to a radio that has digital capability. The current radios the department is using will not work on the new Richland County radio channel. The council approved the purchase of Kenwood NX5000 from Gencom in the amount of $7,644 from the priority equipment line, and one Kenwood NX5000 in the amount of $1,528 from the response team line for a total of 6 radios. The council approved the purchase as well as a second motion for the police department to use the insurance check in the amount of $6,558 that has been received, along with any new funds received in the future, and the remaining $4,427 in the radio line to purchase the repeater, antenna, and cabling from Gencom. In other action, the council approved authorizing the zoning administrator to issue raise orders and declarations of unfitness for occupancy or use as needed. This will speed up the process of identifying and taking care of nuisance properties in the city. The purchase of a 2017 Dodge Ram 3500 truck for $34,000 from City Utilities for the Public Works Department, and the sale of a 2022 Ford F-250 XL. The Ram truck has been well taken care of and is in good shape. It will also be more durable for using as a snowplow if needed. A 1-year agreement with the Emergency Communication Systems for Warning System annual inspection and preventative maintenance was approved, and to authorize the obligation and expenditure of the remaining American Rescue Plan Act funds in the amount of $122,815 for the purpose of capital outlay. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin is once again calling on Congress to pass a new farm bill before the end of the year. Senator Baldwin criticized lawmakers for continuing to kick the can down the road on passing the bill, which includes numerous resources for farmers and helps set the framework for programs like SNAP and nutrition initiatives. A new farm bill is supposed to be passed every 5 years, but a new one hasn't been passed since 2018. The last farm bill was extended for an extra year, but now lawmakers must pass a new one or extend it again. A Dane County judge's ruling overturning Wisconsin's Act 10 will likely be appealed to the state Supreme Court. Passed in 2011 by Republicans who controlled the Wisconsin legislature and signed into law by then-Governor Scott Walker, Act 10 puts restrictions on what public employee unions are able to negotiate, but made an exception for police and firefighter unions. Dane County Circuit Court Judge Jacob Frost ruled that violates the state constitution. How an appeal fares will hinge on the outcome of the April election for an open seat on the state Supreme Court. Liberal Justice Ann Walsh Bradley announced earlier this year that she would not seek another 10-year term. Dane County Circuit Judge Susan Crawford, a liberal, and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel, a conservative, are running. A win by Schimmel would flip the court's 4-3 liberal majority and likely mean Act 10 would be upheld. U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin's bipartisan legislation with Senator J.D. Vance passed unanimously on the Senate floor. The Invent Here, Make Here Act of 2023 ensures taxpayer-funded inventions are not manufactured in adversarial countries like China, but rather in the United States. The bill builds on bipartisan legislation championed by Senator Baldwin and signed into law that requires taxpayer-funded research that leads to inventions that boost national security are made in the United States. While current law requires federally funded inventions to be manufactured in the United States, the requirement is often waived, allowing cutting-edge taxpayer-funded technologies to be licensed to foreign companies and manufactured in countries like China. In a noteworthy example of the flawed process, an investigative report in August 2022 found that a breakthrough battery technology invented in a federal lab had been licensed to a Chinese company and was being manufactured in China. The Invent Here, Make Here Act would prohibit waivers for applications that intend to manufacture in a country of concern, currently China, Russia, North Korea, and Iran. The legislation would also increase scrutiny of waiver requests requiring written authorization by the President of the United States. The bipartisan legislation will also help American companies access and manufacture inventions developed with taxpayer-funded research. The bill requires the National Institute of Standards and Technology to improve coordination with other federal agencies to encourage the commercialization of federal research by domestic manufacturers and ensure that projects funded through the Technology, Innovation, and Partnerships Directorate at the National Science Foundation prioritize domestic manufacturing. The Board of Commissioners of Public Lands, chaired by Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, approved $3.4 million in financing for the City of Sun Prairie to support the expansion of the Sun Prairie Public Library. The library, built over 25 years ago, will use the approved funds to expand its footprint and increase vital community services. In collaboration with the community, the library's leadership has outlined specific goals for the expansion, which include creating new private spaces for remote workers, a makerspace with specialized equipment for STEM and art projects, and a large outdoor amphitheater. Notably, the library also plans to convert its large atrium space, currently serving as an extreme weather shelter, into a community resiliency center. Public Health Sauk County has partnered with the nonprofit organization Start Healing Now to install 2 overdose aid kits in the bathrooms at Spring Green Community Library. Overdose aid kits, or OAKS, are metal boxes that include Narcan, a medication that can reverse an opioid overdose. The box also contains breathing masks, instructions for administering Narcan in an emergency, dispose prescription packets that provide a safe solution for the disposal of unused or expired medications, fentanyl test strips that can detect the presence of fentanyl in different drugs, and local, state, and national resources for those struggling with substance use. Any community member can access the OAK boxes and the free supplies inside during the library's business hours. It's currently a cloudy 33 degrees in Richland Center. An update from DATCAP is next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a 4-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
The Wisconsin Supper Club, a long-standing tradition that's found new life. Kickapoo Creekside is one of Wisconsin's newest supper clubs. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and the perfect old-fashioned, Kickapoo Creekside provides a great dining experience. Order from the menu or enjoy the chef's daily special. Kickapoo Creekside, 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4, Sundays at 11 a.m.
Changing oil is important for any vehicle. It doesn't have to be labor-intensive and time-consuming. Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 Richland Center is the handy stop for quality oil changes and more. Kendall brand gives you all the Mobil 1 products, open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday, and no appointment needed. Professional friendly stay in your car service. Take care of your vehicle with regular oil changes at Kendall Lube Express, Highway 14 East, Richland Center. Quick and easy service to keep your car running at top performance.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating undertakes all aspects of plumbing and heating. All our work is completed to the highest standards, and we aim to get 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services that include water softeners, water heaters, septics and water systems, kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. We have a crew that specializes in bathroom remodels. From planning to installing, however large or small your project is, we can accommodate. We understand heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, but cost is always a worry. As an experienced troubleshooter, diagnosing the problem and coming up with the lowest cost but most reliable solution will always be our priority. Call our office today to schedule a service, 647-6345, or visit us at WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
It's 33 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:23. During the Christmas season, common activities include exchanging gifts and traveling to spend the holiday with family and friends. Exchanging gifts usually involves family and friends, but when asked to participate online, you should be very cautious. Michelle Reinen is with the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
The gift exchange you find online, that could be a scam. And worst of all, if you join in, you could be participating in an illegal scheme without even knowing it. And how it works is that you receive an email or an invitation from a Facebook group or maybe a Telegram channel to join a gift exchange with strangers on the internet. And in some cases, you could even be invited by a real-life friend or acquaintance.
The scammers who contact you are not spreading holiday cheer like Santa, but are being a Grinch by trying to steal your personal information.
The pitch sounds fun and it can be very convincing, but the real goal of these groups is not to spread the gift-giving spirit. They're run by these scammers and often only ask for your name, address, and possibly a friend's contact information so they can also be asked to join this gift exchange. What happens next is you're told to send a gift to a stranger, oftentimes called a secret sister, with the promise that another stranger will send you a gift. And then some schemes promise that the more people you recruit, the more gifts you're going to receive. But unfortunately, the targets rarely receive anything. So the consumers that get involved in this. And you're just giving a scammer your private information, which of course can lead to identity theft and whatever product you purchase that will likely be resold by the scammer.
Ronan suggests how to avoid an online gift exchange scam.
You can avoid these by not entering into them with strangers. Recognize when you're invited in from these groups where you don't know people, that would be a great way to recognize that you don't want to participate. And if you're asked to recruit new members or promise more gifts if you recruit more, that should be a red flag. And just stop participating right away and contact DadCap if you've engaged in one of these and you want to back away and just need to talk it through.
When traveling for the holidays, many travel by air to get to their destination. To avoid the wait at an airport, travelers find ways to speed things up, which could involve scammers.
None of us like waiting in line, and we all enjoy it if you get selected for TSA PreCheck, and that can speed things up. And scammers know this, and so they send emails appearing to be from TSA PreCheck. The emails want you to click a link that takes you to a fake website that looks like the official TSA website, so it's an imposter. If you pay to enroll or renew your TSA PreCheck, you might not even realize that you've just been paying a scammer until you get to the airport.
There are red flags that Michelle Reinen says can be spotted to avoid being scammed.
If you're applying for TSA PreCheck for the first time, you can't pay the application fee online. To get PreCheck, you complete the application and pay in person at a TSA enrollment center, which you can find those locations online, but only a scammer will ask you to pay online to enroll. And if you already have TSA PreCheck and it's time to renew, you can pay either in person or online. The real TSA will send renewal reminder emails out. To avoid the scam, start your renewal by directly typing in the web address, tsa.gov/precheck, instead of clicking on the link. Even if you get that reminder, let it be your reminder, but just to be sure you don't get caught up with a scammer, type in the web address yourself. This will ensure that you're really at the TSA website and not at that scammer's imposter site.
If you have been a victim of these scams, you can contact DadCap's Consumer Protection Hotline by phone at 1-800-422-7128 or by email at datcphotline@wi.gov. Enjoy the Sounds of the Season is performed by the Richland Center High School Band tonight at 7:30 in the Richland Center High School Auditorium. The evening will feature the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band performing holiday classics. The band's annual cookie walk will also be held tonight prior to the concert beginning at 6. Holiday cookies will be available for purchase by the box in the West Commons. And don't forget to pick up your Meet for the Beat raffle tickets. The RCHS bands are sponsoring the 17th annual Meet for the RCHS Band Beat Raffle. The Meet for the Beat drawing will be held Friday, December 20th. Get your holiday season started with great music, delicious cookies, and a chance to win your holiday dinner tonight at the Richland Center High School Band Concert. Admission is $5 or by activity pass. Today's winners in the Ithaca Music Boosters Calendar Raffle is Brenda Olson. It's 33 cloudy degrees in Richland Center at 1229. Today's vital statistics are next.
Are you looking to enroll in healthcare coverage or change plans? I can help. Hello, this is Denise, Reedsburg Area Medical Center Consumer Advocate and Marketplace Specialist. The healthcare open enrollment period is now through December 15th. I'm specially trained to help you enroll in healthcare coverage, and my assistance is completely free. Give me a call at 768-6132 or visit ramchelp.com. Reedsburg Area Medical Center, going beyond the expected in healthcare.
At Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists, we treat your car like our own. Our expert technicians offer superior repair services, ensuring your vehicle gets back on the road in top condition. And to make your life easier, we provide free loaners. Our commitment to quality and customer satisfaction has earned us our stellar reputation. Trust Bob's Auto Body Collision Specialists for all your auto body repair needs and experience the difference. Come see us today at Elm Street in Boscobel or call us at 608-375-4434.
Contact D&T Well Service for well service and replacement. Mary and Derek McCormick, owners of D&T Well Service, are insured, and they do new installs and fix existing systems, submersible pumps, booster pumps, and jet pumps. Ask about the constant pressure system that gives you the best pressure and quality water out of your well. Contact D&T Well Service, 606-5596. No pressure, no water, no problem. Call D&T Well Service, 606-5596, serving Southwest Wisconsin. Check them out at dtpumpwell.com.
Our Black Friday blowout starts now. Prepare to be wowed. For only $5.99, get a power recliner that's going to elevate your home theater experience. The Easy View adjustable headrest puts your head and neck in optimum position for reading or watching TV, even if you're fully reclined. With one-touch power controls and LED lights, you'll be impressed by the zero-draw technology, which only consumes power when the USB receptacle is in use. Did we mention there are cup holders and also storage compartments? So you'll never have to look for your remote again. Stay organized and never miss a moment of your favorite movie. Once you sink into the comfortable seating, you won't want to leave. This win-win design is a true stay-in masterpiece. Hurry into Court & Main Furniture and Mattress, sale through December 6th.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Mark Jelinek of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we will be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
It's up to 34 degrees in Richland Center on this Wednesday, December 4th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84 of Spring Green, died Wednesday, November 27th at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at 11 at Christ Lutheran Church in Spring Green. Burial will be Friday at 10 in the Norway Grove Cemetery, DeForest. Friends may call at the church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Survivors of Shirley Gruber include her children, David and Kathy Hagen of Mount Horeb, and Barbara and Ken Tite of Madison, two grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, a brother, Larry Tally of Jellystone, Wisconsin and Mesa, Arizona, in-laws, Floyd and Lois Gruber, Carol and Dave Linz, Dolores Gruber, Rita Gruber, many nieces, nephews, other relatives and friends. Shirley Jean Tally Gruber, 84 of Spring Green. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71 of Spring Green, died Friday. A funeral mass will be held Friday at 11 at St. Luke's Catholic Church in Plain. Burial will follow in the church cemetery. Friends may call at St. Luke's Catholic Church Friday from 9:30 until the time of mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, a memorial will be established in Rick's name. Rick Meixelsperger is survived by three children, Nathan and Lisa Meixelsperger, Tezra and Mark Menny, and Aaron and Christopher Lane. Four grandchildren, a great-granddaughter, his mother, Carol Meixelsperger, six siblings, Jane and Tim Prouty, Ruth and Fred Schreiner, Jeff and Mary Meixelsperger, Mary and Bernie Andrews, Rory and Tracy Meixelsperger, and Mike and Lori Meixelsperger. Also many nieces and nephews. Richard Rick Meixelsperger, 71 of Spring Green. Kathy Cox, 67 of Richland Center, died Saturday at the Richland Hospital. A gathering of family and friends will be held Saturday from noon until 2 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A private family burial will be held at a later date at the Basswood Cemetery. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Kathy Cox is survived by two children, Jessica and Sean Walsh of Muscadet, and Tyson and Tona Cui of Lancaster. Seven grandchildren and two brothers, Don and Staria Cui of Richland Center, and Mark and Lori Cui of Muscadet. Kathy Cox, 67, of Richland Center. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69, of Laval, died Sunday. A funeral service will be held Saturday at 1:30 at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home Saturday from 9:30 until the time of service at 1:30. A luncheon will be held after the service at Club Chaparral in Waniwak. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the Laval Team Penning Association. Jeff Corning is survived by his wife of 30 years, Holly, three children, Jesse and Jim Creek, Morgan and Terrence Cordray, and Abby and Dan Martin, 16 grandchildren, his mother, Mary Lou Corning, siblings, David and Betsy Corning, Karen and Dennis Black, and Elizabeth. Also many nieces, nephews, cousins, and extended family members. Jeffrey Lee Corning, 69, of Laval. Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center, died Saturday at a Grace Hospice Care in Fitchburg. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Monday from 11 until 2. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. Marjorie Sherwin is survived by her husband of 55 years, Ken, two children, Scott and Kelly and Lewis Fader, four grandchildren, two great-grandchildren, her identical twin sister, Marcia Gort, brothers Randy Lay and Arlene, and Bob and Leota Lay, many nieces, nephews, cousins, other relatives, and friends. Marge Sherwin, 75, of Richland Center. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County, died unexpectedly Thursday at Aspirus Hospital, Wausau. Funeral services will be held Saturday, December 14th at 11 o'clock at the Stafford Funeral Home in Richland Center with burial in St. Mary's Catholic Cemetery. Friends may call at Stafford Funeral Home Saturday, December 14th from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to Whitetails Unlimited, Wisconsin headquarters. Survivors of Larry Kataravic include his wife, Christine, son, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert and Catherine Kataravic of Pewaukee, Matthew and Laura Kataravic of Tomahawk, and Larissa Kataravic of Sun Prairie. Stepdaughter, Paula Ashbrenner and Todd, five grandchildren, two step-grandchildren, a sister, Diane Kataravic and Robert Anglin of Madison, nieces, nephews, and extended family members. Lawrence Paul, Larry Kataravic, 75, of Tomahawk, formerly of Richland County.
Hello, WRCO listeners. Are you still searching for that one-of-a-kind handmade item for your secret Santa or to add to your gift basket? At the Creative Outlet, we are featuring beautiful cross-stitch tree ornaments made by Lynn Harwick. Our rotating tree is full of a large variety of delicate, hand-sewn ornaments for everyone on your list. Most of her prices range from only $1 to $4 each. Thanks for shopping locally at the Creative Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Hi, this is Kendra, Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
While navigating through this holiday season, we welcome ways to save time. At WCCU Credit Union, our mobile app gives you quick access for banking day or night. With just a sliver of time, you can check balances, transfer money, pay bills, or deposit checks from anywhere. Our secure app lets you do this while you're baking the cookies, waiting for the school program to start, or standing in the checkout line. No time to shop or no idea what to buy? WCCU has popular Visa gift cards available in fun holiday designs. Supplies are limited. For more details, stop at any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccu.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Attention Medicare D patients. The 2025 Medicare D renewal period has started. Need help reviewing your drug plan options? Stop by Center Pharmacy or Boscobel Pharmacy. Even if you're not a current customer, they'll guide you through all the changes for 2025 and help you find the best plan for your needs. Center and Boscobel Pharmacies are here to help you navigate Medicare D, because with them, you're not just a patient, you're family. Visit today for your personalized review.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Chad and Marcia Belter and Daniel and Sharon Thomas. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, your home for free internet banking and internet bill payment.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, relatively mild temperatures hit across southern Wisconsin as of late this morning. Readings were in the 30s, but much colder air coming in upstream, only in the single digits as you get into North Dakota and northwest Minnesota. That colder weather will barrel in here tonight and tomorrow, so be sure to bundle up. We actually have a wind advisory in effect this afternoon through late this evening for the listening area, as winds could gust up to 40 or 45 miles an hour. Be sure to secure loose objects in your yard, drive carefully, and again, just be prepared for some snow showers to come through as well. With this cold air approaching, some of those get whipped around by the wind, reducing visibility. Otherwise, quiet weather tomorrow and Friday, even into Saturday. We do expect a pretty significant warming trend this weekend as the air comes back in from the southwest. Could push our numbers a good 10 or 15 degrees above normal by Sunday. Here's that forecast for the rest of today. Mostly cloudy and windy with scattered snow showers, mixed with a little rain through the early afternoon. High near 37 and then falling later. West wind becoming northwest 15 to 30, gusting up over 40. For tonight, windy and much colder. A few flurries early, then partly cloudy. Low near 11. Northwest wind 15 to 25, gusting around 40 miles per hour for the evening. On Thursday, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy and chilly with a high of 24, northwest wind 10 to 20. Friday should be partly cloudy and still cool, low near 10 degrees, high of 27. Heading into Saturday, partly sunny, breezy and warmer, low 16 with a high near 40. Sunday, mostly cloudy and rather mild, 40% chance of patchy light rain or drizzle toward evening, low 31 with highs in the upper 40s. Monday, mainly cloudy with a 40% chance of light rain or drizzle early, highs in the mid-40s. Chance of a couple of snow showers Monday night into early Tuesday of next week. Otherwise, variably cloudy and cooler. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher. You be careful out there.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
It's currently a cloudy 34 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 28, our low this morning was 20. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 34. The record high for this date set in 2017 is 63 degrees. The record low 12 below was set in 1886. Last year's high was 39 with a low of 32. Sunset tonight will be at 4:26 with sunrise tomorrow at 7:18. Currently in Richland Center, we have northeasterly winds 7 to 11 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.51 and no precipitation to report. Currently in Richland Center, it is a cloudy 34 degrees with a wind chill of 27.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
For some families, there is no greater pain than having to talk about transitioning the farm. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Hurricanes Helene and Milton happened almost back-to-back, devastating a huge swath of the southeastern United States. Many farms and farming communities were affected. The American Red Cross and other organizations are accepting donations for relief efforts in those stricken communities. They can use your support. There's a link on the homepage at NorthShoreProductions.com if you'd like to help.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
I rarely borrow from a competing ag medium, but today's show involves some Farm Journal research about farm transition planning. They presented highlights during a recent webinar, which also featured a Canadian farm transition expert, Elaine Fraze.
Conflict avoidance and procrastination is killing agriculture. Talk does not cook rice. You have to act.
Fraze says the Farm Journal study found only about a quarter of the succession talks going on were being led by the younger generation.
Newsflash, older people listening to this, we are not trying to push you off of your farm. But what we are trying to do is push you towards action so that the equity and the cascading of wealth can be starting now with a warm hand, not a dead one.
Fraze says you won't know how the transition conversation will go until you try it.
What's the one thing you as a young farmer, older farmer, are going to do to get clarity and stop making assumptions about what everybody else in your family thinks, feels, needs, and wants? And it's only a conversation away, and you don't have to do it by yourself.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Ever go to the trouble to grill or cook something only to have it lacking? Stop by Walsh's Ace Hardware and check out the extensive line of rubs, sauces, marinades, and brines. They have popular names like Meat Church, Big Mo, Myron Mixon, and Cosmos. Look for specialty items. Look for General's Hot Sauce, Lily's, and Bee's rubs you won't find everywhere. They even carry locally made sauces. Check out a new flavor and amp up that next cookout from Walsh's Ace.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
More ag manufacturing layoffs have been announced. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Pioneer brand Z-Series soybeans aren't just new, they're revolutionary. With superior genetics, Z-Series soybeans deliver yield potential like you've never seen. Your best year starts with Pioneer. John Deere says it's laying off more production workers at its Waterloo operations. In a statement to Brownfield, John Deere says about 110 employees will be placed on indefinite layoff effective January 3rd. The company says challenging market conditions and reduced demand for equipment led to that decision. John Deere says its net income is down $3 billion in fiscal year 2024. Reports indicate Deere has cut more than 1,700 jobs in Iowa this year. Farm Bureau members are not giving up on their call to Congress to act on the Farm Bill. Brownfield's Nicole Heslip has more from Michigan Farm Bureau's state annual meeting.
National Legislative Counsel John Krant tells Brownfield there are too many issues impacting the rural economy to give up on pressing Congress to pass legislation in the final days of their session.
We've got inflation, we've got depressed prices across the board, and we have a failure of our elected officials to pass some of the most important and basic laws that we need to have done, like the Farm Bill.
Grant says he hopes a new administration will help lawmakers move forward with ag policy farmers need.
We've had one of the most unproductive Congresses in history. Hopefully we can start fresh in January with a new batch of lawmakers and can get some things done. Obviously we need to get the Farm Bill done. This ongoing issue of the wage rate that we've been talking about a lot in Michigan isn't going away.
In Grand Rapids, I'm Nicole Heslip with Brownfield.
There's more volatility in the cattle markets ahead. Brownfield's Megan Grebner has this report.
Livestock economist Scott Brown says tight cattle supplies could get even tighter.
Given where we are on the cycle, we need every animal possible.
Last week, the USDA's Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service placed an import ban of live cattle from or passing through Mexico following the detection of New World screwworm in the southern part of the country. About 5% of the U.S. feedlot supply comes from Mexico, and this is the peak season for import. He tells Brownfield there's a lot of uncertainty about how this could impact prices.
We're going to have to let things play out here over the next few days to truly understand if this is a short-term impact, longer-term impact.
Following the announcement, feeder cattle futures have mostly been pushing higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
The USDA reports the sale of 30,000 tons of U.S. soybean oil to South Korea for delivery this marketing year. After India, South Korea is the second biggest buyer of bean oil in Asia, mostly food grade for cooking purposes. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
When it's time to choose a residual herbicide for your soybeans, you need broad-spectrum weed control that lasts. Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides by BASF give your crop up to 2 more weeks of residual weed control, providing 50% more control than other Group 15 residuals. The long-lasting herbicide portfolio protects your soybeans from even the toughest weeds while providing a steady growing environment for the entire season. Talk to your retailer today about adding Zidua Pro and Zidua SC herbicides to your 2025 plan. Always read and follow label directions.
Wilkinson Auction Company is a company that other auctioneers hire to sell their property. Their auctioneers and auction staff are frequently asked to work at other companies' auctions because of well-run auctions and get top dollar for property. Tyler Wilkinson is a licensed attorney on staff and can focus on real estate sales and the legal aspects of the company with estate planning. Tyler has the experience helping sellers navigate complicated transactions. Wilkinson Auction and Realty, Muscadet, Spring Green, and Columbus. WilkinsonAuctions.com.
A slow start for direct cash cattle trade and cash hogs are higher at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with your Brownfield Livestock Market Report. CattleCon is headed to San Antonio February 4th through the 6th. Visit convention.ncba.org to get registered and be part of the cattle and beef industry's largest gathering. Direct cash cattle trade activity is starting to pick up. Bids have surfaced at $190 live and $295 trust, both in Nebraska. The rest of cattle country remains quiet. Asking prices are at $192 to $194 live in the south. While nothing has been floated out of the north, look for business to develop over the balance of the week. Box beef is lower at midday with light demand for moderate offerings. Choice down 207 at 308.76. Select was 37 cents lower at 274.96. At the Kingsville Livestock Auction in Missouri, steer and heifer calves under 550 pounds are $5 to $20 higher. Mid-weights, 550 to 650 pounds are $5 to $10 higher. Feeder steers and heifers over 700 pounds were steady to $5 higher. The USDA says the sale consisted of several long strings of reputation cattle. Demand was good to very good. There's optimism in the cattle market, and that's helping to drive sales, creating a very competitive market for calves and yearlings. Supply was heavy. Feeder supply did include 55% steers. Medium and large one feeder steers, 651 to 690 pounds, brought $278.50 to $299.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 770 to 798 pounds, brought $242.50 to $248. Cash hogs are higher at midday with solid negotiated purchases. Processors are starting the day more aggressive in their procurement efforts and bidding up to move needed numbers. Continued strong global demand for U.S. pork is helping provide support to the market. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which did creep up higher this week, but are still about a half pound below year-ago levels. Barrows and gilts at the national daily director up $1.83 with a weighted average of $88.40. Prices at the regional direct markets were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are a dollar lower at $52. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were a dollar lower with moderate demand for heavy offerings at $38 to $50. Barrows and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $48 to $58. And pork values were weak at midday, down 8 cents at $89.53. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
This is the sound of corn pests wreaking havoc on your crops. This is the sound of a channel field protected by Bayer's trait technology. With the RNAi technology of SmartStax Pro, the all-in corn rootworm fighter, and VT4 Pro, Bayer's wider spectrum of defense, you can stay one step ahead of ever-changing pest pressure. Find the right corn trait for your fields at channel.com/corn traits. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
At Bayer, we think farmers have made enough trade-offs. That's why we created VT4 Pro with RNAi technology, so you don't have to choose between yield potential or our widest spectrum of insect protection. You get both. And you're even protected against notorious pests like corn earworm and corn rootworm. Visit VT4Pro.com to trait up without the trade-offs. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM grain marketing, and other stewardship practices. Copyright 2024 Bayer Group, all rights reserved.
Hello, this is Chase Heston with Temsec Auction Realty with sale results and upcoming events. We had a good sale. Large squares topped at $210 a ton, and large rounds topped at $80 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. WGLR Holiday Auction will be December 7th. Start time is approximately 8:15 a.m. Online-only auction ending December 18th at 6 p.m. Soft close. For more info, go to www.temsecauctionrealty.com or call 608-723-4020. This is Chase Heston. Have a great day.
Soybeans, corn, cattle, and hogs are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. When it comes to short-stature corn, it all started with Stein. For decades, Stein has been focused on unique hybrids that deliver top yields. Stein invented short-stature corn, then they perfected it. Stein has yield. Soybeans are down today. South American conditions are generally favorable with USDA's updated crop production projections out of the 10th. South Korea did buy 30,000 tons of U.S. bean oil ahead of the open. January's 8¾ lower at 983, and March beans are down 7½ at 989¾. January soybean meal's a dollar higher at 291.40. January soybean oil 60 points lower at 41.54. Corn's down today, monitoring conditions in South America with rain in the forecast for parts of Argentina over the next couple of weeks. That's canceling out any real positive influence from strong feed, fuel, and export demand. March corn's 2½ lower at 429¾. May's down 2¾ at 435¼. And wheat's weak despite the lower move in the dollar. Export demand's good, but Russia and now Argentina both have price advantages over the United States. Recent heavy rain in parts of Australia is expected to impact crop quality. March Chicago's down 1½ at 546. March Kansas City's 1¾ lower at 540. March Minneapolis is down 3/4 at 589¼. Live and feeder cattle are pressured by the lower midday box beef while waiting for widespread direct business. Packer inquiry is starting to improve. February live's down 72 at 188.35 and April 67 lower at 190.47. January feeders are down 205 at 257.25. And hogs are down on questions about sustained domestic demand. Cash business is mixed. February lean's $1.55 lower at $86.30. April's down $1.45 at $90.87. Crude oil's below $69 a barrel. John Perkins, Brownfield.
The Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative is your local feed mill that's ready to mix your next batch of feed. Any size, from 100 pounds to 6 tons. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative can take care of your chicken, cows, and horse nutritional needs, plus all other animals in between. What you feed and how you feed greatly impacts your feed efficiency and profitability. If you're looking for ways to improve your animal's feed efficiency, contact Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut in Reedsburg, 524-3815. That's 608-524-3815.
How food banks play a role in food security. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. While inflation has slowed, food prices are still high. Eric Hodel, executive director of Illinois-based Midwest Food Bank, says food banks continue to play a role in helping families to meet their food needs.
What we see is near peak level demand for our food. And the reason for that is families, households, individuals are continually challenged to make their budget meet. And so their local food pantry or their church pantry or a soup kitchen is a great place of support and relief for them. And so just based on that kind of food recipient need, we're seeing our agencies take as much as food as possible, and then we're doing the best that we can to go get that food into our warehouses to have it available for our agencies. So this year looks like, you know, across the organization, we'll probably rescue and redistribute over $500 million of food, and that'll go out to 2,500 different agencies through our distribution site.
Some of the items that are